Each summer, Lewis and Clark students and faculty engage in collaborative scientific research with the John Rogers Science Research Program. Over the course of 10 weeks, students take responsibility for a small part of a faculty member's research concept, which range in subject from psychology research on risk-taking to biology research on the effects of climate change. This program teaches students how to engage in research, but it also stresses the importance of communicating the research to a general audience. All of the faculty and students meet weekly to discuss their projects over lunch and some unusual research-themed desserts. At the end of the summer, the research findings are presented to the entire Lewis and Clark community. I talked with Michael Broidy, the head of the program, about the benefits of this program and what makes it so unique to Lewis and Clark.
Hi, I'm Michael Broidy, and I'm the chair of the physics department, and I also run the Rogers summer research program. And I guess I've been doing it for a while now, maybe 10 years.
So once the students have been chosen to work on a project, what are their responsibilities?
So ultimately, the list goes out. Maybe half of the applicants get picked, so it's a big deal to get it, and it's decent pay. And, you know, it's not Starbucks. I mean, they're actually doing something related to their training. And so it's a lot of fun for them to be engaged in original research. So usually the faculty says, look, here's some background reading. Why don't you start digging through this? And they usually jump in pretty quickly and start, you know, collecting data or doing something productive.
So the students are usually coming in on a project that's already been designed, or do they ever really...
So it's collaborative. So there's certain set big picture goals, like, you know, we're going to cure cancer, right? But then as it gets boiled down to, it's like, oh my God, what are we doing to those yeast? Is that, that doesn't look like curing cancer. It looks like you're baking bread. So there's an overall theme to the research, but within that, there's always maneuvering and there's always tailoring of the goals and modifications. So, yes, the students have ownership of what they're doing.
And in addition to just everyday research, they also have to give the lunch talk?
Yeah, that's what one of the things I think that, I mean, students all over the country do research. This is not new. Lewis and Clark doesn't own that in any way. What I think we do differently with our program is, regardless of how you're funded, regardless of what project you're working on, psychology, physics, chemistry, we're all going to come together as a group and we're all going to present what we're doing in as accessible a way as possible. The expectation is make it real, tell us what you're doing, why it's cool. In science, it's such an important skill to be able to cogently express what you're doing. You're always going to have to fund your work. It's not selling it, it's communicating. And that's totally in line with why we're here at Lewis and Clark. And so those lunchtime talks are a real highlight of the program because it's where the community happens. Most of the day, you're in a basement lab with your silly little nematode or whatever. But once a week, we get together and we share what our big picture goals are for the work. And the desserts are pretty awesome.
Yeah, can you tell me the history behind the desserts?
So I guess the other thing, yeah, the desserts probably are unique in maybe the entire country. So the goal was to get the faculty to shut up and to let the students give their talk and to have fellow students ask questions. So we decided that if a faculty ever spoke out, the punishment was the faculty would bring dessert the following week. At some point, students started making these theme desserts, like not because they had to or they were punished, but they were doing it ahead of time. And they somehow represented their research in some crazy way, like chocolate chips representing gold colloidal particles. I think what that whole dessert thing does is it makes it fun. So even if people can't totally get what you're doing, they can at least eat it.
What do you think students gain from working in this environment?
Oh, it's so transformative for the students because, you know, in a classroom setting, we're always saying, oh, this will be really useful or this is really important. But when you're actually engaged in a specific problem, then all this knowledge has meaning and applicability and relevance. And it changes everything for you because then you get it. And then you know what else the advantage is? It infects the whole classroom. So this program is elite in the sense that only a handful of students get to participate, maybe 30 or 40. But those students go back in the fall and they infect their classrooms. So it's very meaningful when the, you know, Joe Schmo sitting next to you is on fire because he's so excited about DNA. And you're like, what's up with that, right? And then you, now you're excited. It makes it relevant for everybody.
Does having this research program at a liberal arts institution make it stronger, do you think?
It's different. I don't know if it's better. I mean, I was a graduate student at MIT, which is in every way the opposite of Lewis and Clark. And I think our students are more complete. I think that they can operate on different levels. So their creativity is going to have more to draw on, and their ideas and their expression. So I think they're just more fun to be around. I don't know if they're better, but they're much more fun. There are concrete scientific advancements based on this research. So the work gets out there, and that's very important, right? But actually, there's an equally important goal, which is the transformation of the student in the process. We're not asking you anymore, what's the answer? We're saying, what's the question? Can you make a question? Do you even know what a question is? We don't ask you to ask questions in classrooms. We make you take a test. Maria Montessori was an incredible educator. And the quote that I love best about learning is, she said, the mind is handmade. And what she meant is you have to manipulate the physical world to shape your brain. And so by doing, if it's a musical instrument or art or science, you actually do the building of your intellect.
That's a lot of really great information. Thank you very much.
Okay.